Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Ludington, Michigan is where the charm of a small town meets the grandeur of Lake Michigan's shoreline. Nestled amidst natural beauty, Ludington beckons you to discover a world of tranquility and adventure. You can explore their pristine beaches, witness breathtaking sunsets, and immerse yourself in a community that embraces the simple pleasures of life. And oh man, the fall colors are coming. And to talk about it all, Brandy Miller, Executive Director from PureLuddington.com, joins us on the map. Welcome in, Brandy.
Thanks for having me so much.
You know what? I don't want to let go of summer just yet because that ends at the end of September. And I've told my kids this a million times when they say summer's over. I'm like, no, you're just going back to school. Summer does not end yet. And I mean, you have one of the biggest lakes in Michigan. I mean, it's beautiful. It's called Lake Michigan, right?
Yes, of course. Yep. And we have about 28 miles of scenic shoreline right along Lake Michigan. A lot of different beaches, and you know, around here, September feels very much still like summer, and it's a little quieter, you know, fewer crowds, but certainly you get the best of a Lake Michigan beach and all of that experience still in September.
Well, plus earlier this year, you got the historic honor of having been called the best historic small town by USA Today's 10 Best. That's pretty cool.
Yes, we really have been relishing in that distinction and making sure that people really still have a great opportunity to experience the culture and history of Mason County and Ludington. And year round, there are a lot of great experiences for people to get in touch and learn a little bit more about the community they're visiting.
Well, I will tell you, PureLuddington.com is a great website. And, you know, as I said, not getting rid of summer too quickly here, but the water, what you offer that happens on the lakefront, you know, from fishing, paddling, water sports, renting boats. Talk a little bit about the lake itself and the experiences you can have in Ludington.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. As I mentioned, it still very much feels like summer in September. It's just a little quieter and you don't have to fight as many crowds here in Ludington, but water is very much a part of the experience and attraction to our community. You know, being located on Lake Michigan, that provides a ton of opportunity, whether that's just leisurely and relaxing along the shoreline, going out on the big lake for fishing, which is really hot right now. And of course, we have many inland lakes that offer a lot of watercraft opportunities. Rivers, scenic rivers for paddling. There really are a lot of great water opportunities. And we often kind of coin ourselves as the perfect and quintessential woods and water experience.
The lighthouses that surround Ludington are incredible as well. Historic beacons of light. And, you know, there's the Big Sable, the Ludington North Breakwater. Let's talk about these lighthouses and the experiences you can have there, because a lot of those go through October.
Yeah. We are really lucky. In Ludington alone, we have two historic lighthouses. Both are open to the public and available for tours. You can climb to the top. Both offer just breathtaking views and perspectives on the shoreline and Lake Michigan. Right after Labor Day, the Big Sable Lighthouse will be inaccessible because Ludington State Park is getting some exciting renovations. It will be under construction. But the North Breakwater Light, which is right at Stearns Park Beach, will be accessible. And again, just a tremendous perspective and vantage point for people. And then south, about 20 miles, Little Sable Point, is another lighthouse nearby that people love to visit, and our local Sable Lighthouse Keepers Association oversees that one as well. So also available for tours. So those who are looking for lighthouses, those are some great experiences.
Talk to me a little bit about the Buttersville Peninsula.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buttersville is south of Ludington proper. Beautiful, one of those beautiful kind of more natural beach areas for people who are looking for a little quieter, less amenities. Nearby, there's the Buttersville Campground, historic White Pine Village, the Pier Marquette Winery. So there's a lot of experiences and attractions near Buttersville. And again, a great beach for people who are looking to kind of get away from a little bit of the crowds and explore more of a natural beach with less amenities.
And you've still got some time to golf, too, through at least September or October. Talk about some of the great places you can do that in Ludington.
Yeah. Golf in the fall, certainly, you know, beautiful backdrop for a golf game near here. We have three beautiful courses, and within about 20 miles, over a dozen courses. So great hub here in Ludington for people looking for a golf getaway. We have three courses, as I mentioned, and each offer, you know, different playing, different vantage and perspectives along the shoreline. So perfect spot for a golf game.
And let's talk about fall colors, because now we are getting into that season, and there's so many great things you can do, from biking and hiking and paddling. Let's talk about fall and how to experience all these changing colors.
Yeah, we've outlined some great ways, some great color tours for people who may not be familiar with the area to really soak up as much of that changing foliage. Outdoor recreation is a big part of our community fabric, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of different and unique ways to experience and explore all those changing colors. Cartier Park Pathway is near downtown Ludington, offers a beautiful paved path through some scenic trails there, perfect for biking, walking, and really accessible for all experience levels. Certainly Lake Michigan shoreline along M116, you get to see views of Lake Michigan on one side, and of course, stunning dunes and colors on the other. And although Ludington State Park will be closed temporarily for some construction, their trails south of the Sauble River will be open, including the popular Skyline Trail. So a lot of steps on that one, but beautiful, beautiful views when you get to the top. So you'll get to see Lake Michigan from there as well, but rolling dunes and fall colors. Certainly paddling on the Pierre Marquette River, kayaking or canoe, and it's just a great time to explore and be able to see it, although certainly our driving tours by car bring you close to all that changing fall foliage as well.
Love it. And you've got a lot of fall events coming up in the area as well. You know, there's the Scottsville Fall Festival, the Cultural Corner Street Party that you got going on, History and Action Days. There's a lot going on in September and October. Share a little bit of the detail with us.
Yeah, fall is a great time. You know, Scottsville is a quaint, charming downtown, just within 10 minutes of downtown Ludington. They will be celebrating fall with their fall celebration, one-day event, free and open to the community and visitors, of course. They'll have a lot of different activities for families and live music, all of the things that you'd expect of a really quintessential fall celebration. Downtown Ludington hosts their Oktoberfest weekend 2 weeks later on September 27th and 28th. They've got a pub crawl through downtown on Friday night and then craft beer and music festival in the center of downtown. And again, very family friendly, a lot of activities, cornhole tournaments, a seasonal market, with a lot of handmade goods and farm-grown items as well. So a lot of exciting events to keep people, you know, coming downtown and to our communities during the fall season. But really, without those events, there's still some great opportunities in our downtown.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk more with Brandy Miller, Executive Director from PureLuddington.com, about amazing things to do in the fall, dining, lodging, shopping, and so much more after the news next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are talking to Brandy Miller, Executive Director from PureLuddington.com. We talked about a lot of the events and the outdoor things and a lot of summer things and fall things to do, but there are so many great places to stay, and especially those weather gets a little bit cooler. There's some really cool, cozy lodging opportunities that are up there, and some offering 50% off on a second night stay.
Yeah, this we always say fall is a season of savings, and we have a handful of preferred lodging partners who work with us and are offering half off a second night stay through the end of October. So great opportunity to schedule a getaway this fall. Some of those include bed and breakfast, some of our more independent properties. The Lamplighter Bed and Breakfast is a beautiful property just blocks from downtown and the lakeshore. Nader's Motel and Suites, another one, just steps from Stearns Park Beach, and great accessibility to some of those outdoor recreation opportunities that we were talking about a little earlier. And then, of course, some of those more convenient options, Best Western, Comfort Inn, and Holiday Inn Express, They are also some of our preferred partners. So great opportunities to check out some unique lodging options in the Ludington area and, of course, take advantage of some great deals this fall.
And you got such a vibrant downtown lined with small businesses, which I love, and restaurants. Let's talk about some of the shopping experiences throughout the area.
Yeah, there is a lot of boutique shopping and art galleries throughout our downtown. Downtown Ludington continues to be a vibrant and charming downtown for people, very walkable and accessible from a lot of the larger attractions. There are boutique shopping opportunities if you're looking for, you know, handmade goods, home decor, again, art galleries and things to take home to mark a trip to Ludington. So a little bit of everything. And, again, fall is a great opportunity to take a stroll downtown and, of course, shop and eat. Downtown has also got a lot of unique dining opportunities. And as long as the weather stays warm, even some outdoor dining opportunities as well. One of the things that we've added in the last couple of years is an outdoor social district. It means people can grab a seasonal drink and stroll within the social district while they do their shopping. So that's a fun activity also while the air is crisp this fall.
Yeah, craft beer is a big thing too. Like two breweries in Ludington have quickly been made famous for serving up some of the best Michigan craft beer. Ludington Bay Brewery, Brewing Company. There's also Jamesport Brewing. There's also the Mitten Bar, Suds on the Shore. Let's talk about some of those. Lots of great stuff to experience.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. Yeah, we, as you mentioned, we have two breweries right downtown. Jamesport has been around for over 20 years and really brought craft beer to the Ludington community. Great place to eat. They've got a beautiful deck and beer garden out back. And then newer to the scene, but certainly been around for a number of years now, is Ludington Bay Brewing Company. Just their neighbor about a block away from Jamesport, and also has some wonderful seasonal brews, some outdoor area, and both provide great live music and wonderful unique menus too. So and they're good friends and neighbors to each other. So great opportunity to see and explore some new craft beer. And as you mentioned, the Mitten Bar, they are all about highlighting Michigan-made craft beer, spirits and wine. And so another great spot to check out downtown.
Very, very cool. There's also, you know, some indoor things. And we were talking about so much about nature and the lake itself and golfing, but, you know, there is a slice of maritime history that you can experience throughout the city as well.
Yeah, we have, as I was mentioning earlier, some of those curated historical experiences. We have a maritime historical trail. It's a self-guided tour that takes you to sculptures, our maritime museum, some of the murals depicting some of that maritime history. But really the keystone to highlighting that history is the Port of Ludington Maritime Museum. It's an interactive museum and an old Coast Guard station right along the harbor. And it's full of artifacts and history, not just about Ludington's harbor, but even Lake Michigan maritime history as well. So a great spot if you're interested in that kind of history, and again, to kind of immerse yourself in some of the local history as well.
Now, I want to jump ahead a little bit as I'm talking about summer and then experiencing the fall colors. Getting into winter, there's a lot of great experiences too. Snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, all the way up to New Year's.
Yes, yeah. Well, as long as the snow is flying, yes, there are, right, again, some great outdoor experiences. Snowshoeing, we got a lot of accessible trails for all levels and experiences, cross-country skiing, and some of those outfitters nearby in downtown provide some of that equipment and gear, too. PureLuddington.com is a great resource to check out the maps and trails and some of those experiences as well. And winter, while quieter, is not less exciting. We've got, as you mentioned, some great events in the wintertime. We celebrate the new year really big in Ludington. In downtown Ludington, we have probably close to 10,000 people who pack into our downtown. We make a mini Times Square. We have a ball drop right in the middle of downtown Ludington. Big party in our Legacy Plaza, all complete with fireworks salute at midnight, and it is the perfect way to celebrate the new year. We have a lot of people who tell us there's just like nowhere else you're standing shoulder to shoulder with your neighbors and friends and people you don't even know, and just feel the excitement of turning a new page in a new year. So we really invite people to come and check that out. And then later in January, we have what we call our Pure Ludington Brew Fest, and that's a winter beer festival highlighting more Michigan craft beer. And we really embrace the winter. So as long as you got some good gear and can dress warm, we want to be outside. So
I love it.
We welcome that.
I love it. Ludington, Michigan is a beautiful place to visit year round. Brandy Miller, Executive Director from PureLuddington.com for more information. Brandy, thank you so much. We'll see you up there sometime this fall.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.